You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Iho tēnei waiata, ko Geneva AM te kai waiata. Kia ora, Geneva. How are you this morning?
Tēnā koe, happy Valentine's Day, BFM and Rachel and everyone. Yeah.
It's nice to see you up here for this romantic, auspicious day with a brand new song, which is, it is a love song as well, which is pretty special. How are you feeling?
I feel so in love today. Yeah, I'm loving life. It is a love song. It's a song that I didn't actually necessarily, I wasn't going to release it. It was like a private moment.
it was too good.
It was like a diary entry of being like, I feel so good about my life. And that used to be so sad.
That's such a nice thing to have, that like diary entry track for yourself. And then also the sort of silver lining for the rest of us is when you're like, you know what, guess you guys can have a little sneak peek into that world too.
Yeah. Well, I realize that when you make music, it's like, sure, it's personal to yourself, but it is important to be able to articulate these things for people who maybe can't or maybe can only really find it through other mediums. So, you know, it's just really like a way of spreading more love, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So tell us a wee bit about writing the track then. If it was kind of a diary entry almost for you, what point did you kind of be like, okay, this maybe is a song, or this is maybe, were you just playing around? How did the process actually come about?
Well, I get really poetic when it comes to writing my feelings down.
Nice.
And I was using the analogy of the light shifting. You know how people are like, tomorrow's another day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's like a dark night.
Mm.
And sometimes it feels like the night lasts forever.
Mm.
And for me, it felt like I was just in this horrible, like, you know, self-depreciating, like, toxic buzz. And no one was ever going to love me again.
Dark night of the soul, baby.
Yeah, and I didn't realize at the time, but that was just a natural phase of heartbreak and a natural time to be like inward and to feel like, you know, one day I'm gonna love me.
Yeah,
you know. So that's what I was focusing on at the time, and then out of nowhere, I fell in love with Mike, and I felt like this. Yeah, like. I felt like everything had been lifted, but I was like emerging out of this, you know, dark period and emerging into the light, into this like morning, this fresh morning. You know how like in the morning it feels so fresh? I mean, you wake up very early now. So, so you know, it's like after like all the whatever happened yesterday or like last night, it's like a new start.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's the feeling that I felt, and I wrote it down in a song.
That's beautiful, genuinely.
And then I played it for him, and I was like, please don't hate this.
I'm guessing he didn't, because it's a beautiful track. But I think that that's a really like generous thing, as you were saying, to share that, because that's a very like personal, you know, vulnerable experience that everybody has. But it's like, you know, it's all the sticky, icky parts of inside of you. To share that is actually really like, it's very brave of you, Geneva.
I know. I feel real brave, but you know, I also I really want to thank Mike, because I would kind of do it secretly. So if went out, I would be like, oh, okay, it's time for me to work on the song, and I would sit on my bed and you know, that's kind of what the video references, is this kind of bedroom producer just singing about like being in love and being a bit vulnerable alone, you know. I just really wanted to capture that moment, even if it is a little bit like different in a video form. But I showed it to him, and he said it was really good, and he's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing, like you should be doing music. And so after that, I kept this song, but I wrote Ehor, and then I thought, oh, I'll release this,
yeah,
because this is how I feel right now. I'm like, powerful, you know. And then this one's very vulnerable and like almost like, don't perceive me, you know?
takes a little bit longer to feel maybe ready to put that out there a little bit,
but I feel ready now. I feel totally awesome. Ready, and I just want everyone to feel love.
Nice.
Yeah,
it is a beautiful video. It's an amazing track. TMI or Tangaroa Made Me Ill?
It's like both.
Yeah.
TMI is just the short version. I mean, it's like too much information. you know, it just kind of references that like very modern lingo that people use, the abbreviations. You gotta have it abbreviated. All
these kids up to these days.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's something about the kind of project that you're stepping into, for want of a better, less sort of like clinical word than project, but with Geneva AM, there is something about it that is like very grounded in your own personhood, but also in like the stuff that carries you as well, whether that's like love as an experience, or whether that is like motherhood as an experience. Like with Ihor, we talked a lot about that last time you came in. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you're kind of tapping into with this project that's like the big things in life. Is that something that you found yourself just falling into writing, or have you kind of found yourself moving into a deliberate way of approaching that with the Geneva project?
With the Geneva project.
It's so weird to say project, because it's just you, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there's a performance element to it as well.
Yeah, and I sent, this is a great question. I spent my 20s trying to avoid myself a little bit, I think. just as that's, you know, you have to grow that way. But, you know, you hit a certain period in your life where you're like, no, I am not going to apologize for myself. I had a baby, you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm in love.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
You know, toi tu te tiriti. You know, yeah. Boom. Like, it's going to be a Māori, and I just have to do that, and
yeah.
And I'm going to make the beats on GarageBand and then get a professional to, like, mix and master it, because, you know, I still haven't learned how to do that yet. And
it's fine.
I really want to thank Ben Lawson for recording it and just making the whole process so easy. It was just, like, done, you know? He just made it beautiful, so.
So nice to have someone you can kind of trust with your big feelings songs, give it to someone and know they're just going to give it that care as well, eh?
Yeah, and he totally got it, and when I first listened to it, I think I cried. I was so used to, like, the laptop mic.
There is nothing more intense than hearing something that you've been tiltering around with on, like, the crappiest speakers through some hi-fi setup, being like, whoa, okay.
That's how you know it's good, is it, like, still, you know, has a bit of soul in there, so. Yeah.
Hard.
Thank you, Ben.
Before we get stuck into the track, I did want to ask about performing, because we were just chatting about it off air. You were saying you played in Taranaki and trying to work out, like, you know, what an audience for a Geneva AM show is kind of expecting, or who they are, or what they what they want. That's an interesting process as an artist, to work out who and how people are kind of connecting in that physical space with your music. What has that been like since you've been, you know, doing a few more gigs under this banner?
Yeah, well, I wrote one song and I got offered these great gigs, and I'm like, okay, I have to write heaps of music now.
Yeah. I need a set. Yeah.
Yeah, I need a set. And so I worked up to it. But I've been writing, like, a lot of, rewriting a lot of covers, like, making these contemporary versions of songs that I really love.
Mm.
And in a way, I think a lot of people connected to that, like having a familiar song kind of reimagined in this electronic music, like Kate Bush way. It's not quite like what would be deemed popular, but this is great. Like, I thought, you know, maybe I'm like the Kate Bush kind of person. It's like, anyone who messes with me super messes with
totally.
Me
totally.
But other people are like, huh, interesting.
I think that's the, like, best pocket.
Like, you know, like, in the corner. I'm keen to just explore, like, the many different layers of that dimension. And hey, if I figure out how to get people to dance, that'd be great. But I have actually gotten some people to dance. They might have been a bit drunk, but maybe Taranaki, I loved it there. They were so awesome. The kids were really cool. And there was this one lady at the back who was completely dressed in purple, who just had her arms up the whole time. Just
amazing.
Like, yeah. So, you know, there's that.
She, like, was on her Kate Bush.
Yeah, I want to connect with her more, nice. I think, directly.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I love
us.
You. Purple lady. All the purple ladies.
Shout outs to all the purple ladies.
Yeah.
Hey, Geneva, thank you so much for coming in. Congrats on your beautiful track. I really recommend people go check out the video today. TMI. We're going to get stuck into it now, and we'll see you very soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.